Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Mayopa Raikabula to the podcast. Mayopa, how are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Robert. I'm doing great here. Nice to meet you too.
Thank you. So Mayopa, could we begin just by giving people an understanding of your academic background, please?
Well, thank you. I studied in Fiji, then the Fiji School of Medicine. I did my diploma in medical laboratory technology in 1995 to 1997. And then I did my degree in 2008 and graduated in 2009. The school was then called the College of Medicine, Nursing, and Health Sciences.
And what university was that? Sorry?
Yeah, that was the College of the change from Medical Fiji School of Medicine to College of Medicine, Nursing, and Health Sciences.
I see. Okay, and that was all in Fiji?
That was all in Fiji.
Thank you. And where did you go from there for schooling?
That was the tertiary I attended, and then I started working. Straight after my diploma, we were directly absorbed by the Ministry of Health in Fiji and continued on until I did my degree and until I left.
Okay. So let me ask about the rationale for your choice on why you chose medical laboratory as your field of studies.
Well, when I was young, I never knew there was a career called medical lab tech. When we were small, the only famous careers were teachers, doctors, and nurses. And I went to... There was a Fiji Institute of Technology. I went there and there was no other courses to take, but there was placing for industrial lab. So I took that. I took industrial lab, and within the industrial lab course, I found out that there was a medical lab tech. So I applied for the medical lab tech and there was no looking back.
Good. So let's discuss your professional career then. So you said that you you got absorbed into healthcare systems. That would have been the healthcare system in Fiji. What was it like during your first job? Did you find that your schooling had prepared you adequately? Did you find that there was a lot of learning on the job in your first position?
Well, for us, when we started school, part of our school curriculum was bench work. So within the week, every day, there is 1 to 2 hours spent in the lab. So I think they really prepared us well before we started work. The work was not really new to us because we've been doing it during our school time. So otherwise, working with experienced people, it would be like we would be reluctant to do things because there were people who knew better than us. But we were happy. I was happy to learn along the way.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about your career then. So from working in this health system in Fiji, what was your next protocol?
Okay. First of all, when I started in 1998, before I finished my internship, I was placed in one rural health center where nobody was there. I have to pick up the pieces by myself. I have to call in my supervisors at the main hospital in Suva. the Colonial War Memorial Hospital Laboratory, to advise me on a daily basis of what to do, from registering specimen, seeing patients. It was all new to me. And then after 2 years, I came back again to the main hospital. After a few months, I was put up to another lab to look after the TB program and leprosy. So I stayed there until 2010. I was taken by the project, the Global Fund project. So I was looking after the TB program laboratory side for the whole of Fiji. And 2015, I resigned from the Ministry of Health and I moved to Pohnpei in Micronesia. And from Pohnpei, I resigned last year, 2021, to move here to American Samoa.
So let's just go back then for your time running the TB program, the TB lab program, I presume, as well for the Global Fund. Can you describe what that experience was like a little?
That was very hectic. I know all projects are a hectic job because you have to do a lot more onto documentation than the clinical work. So, but the training I learned from that the project was very good because it helped me along the way, especially when I went to Pohnpei, a different place, different system. So I was thankful that the Global Fund project taught me all these processes along the way so that I can carry on the work that that is there for me to continue on wherever I am.
Okay, so Malpa, just to dig into that a little deeper, from the perspective of that Global Fund project, were you in the lab? Were you supervising other labs? What was your function within that program?
Yes, I was in the lab. I was in the lab. There was somebody else placed there by the government to do the work. So I helped with both work and also documentation, mostly. And I also look after the other labs, TB labs, in other parts of Fiji. So I also travel there to do monitoring and evaluation. And part of my work was to do assessment. Quality assurance part of it, we usually send it to Australia, the Queensland Mycobacterium Reference Lab, but for the other parts of Fiji, they just send it to the main TB lab in Tamavua, where I was based. So we overlook that part, and the only one that we send is the one that was done in the main lab in Tamavua to Australia.
Fair, okay. So what made you move to Micronesia? What was the impetus for the change?
Well, the project was ending, and during our term in the project, we were told to resign. So we resigned from the Ministry of Health, even though the project was within the Ministry of Health. So we resigned from the Ministry of Health and do the project solo. After that, in 2015, it was a few months or just 1 year or two for it to be completed. And I was looking at where should I go next, in which part of the, and they've been asking me if I want to go back to the system or not. But I was thinking that I'd do better with the with a TB program, maybe I should look for a TB hospital to go and work in. But then 2015, they advertised my position without letting me know. So before that, this vacancy came in, the Pohnpei one. So I just applied, but I never thought that it will came through. It will come through. I just applied and just let it as it is. So in February 2015, I resigned. I turned in my resignation without any plan B. I was just saying, I'm going to resign. It doesn't matter. So as soon as I resigned, just after a few days, I got the email from Pohnpei and they asked me if I was interested in coming there. So I said, yes, why not?
Great. And your role in Pohnpei, what were you doing on a regular basis?
In Pohnpei, I went in as a microbiologist. So I had to start the microbiology and quality assurance with the lab in Pohnpei. So when the time goes along, they also gave me the supervisory position. So I was a microbiology, quality assurance, and the lab supervisor.
Great. And Micronesia obviously is a very different setup than American Samoa, if I understand correctly. My brief experience with the South Pacific and doing some lookup, there's obviously a different layout of the islands and different layouts of the location of the population as well. How did you get from Micronesia on to American Samoa?
Micronesia, it was a long trip. I had to go to Guam and then to Hawaii and then to American Samoa.
And what brought you there?
Somebody asked me if I wanted to come and work here. And I said, okay, what would be the... So they gave me all this information about the work, the pay. The lab needs to be upgraded and maybe you can help. I said, okay, I'll try. So I applied and they accepted me. Even though here in American Samoa, the difference between Micronesian and American Samoa, in Micronesia, you can just come from Fiji and you work there. But in here, in American Samoa, you follow the American system. So you have to be accredited to ASCP. Uh-huh. Mm. But since some came from Fiji and two of us came from Micronesia. They accepted us to come and do our AACP while we are already working in here, American Samoa.
Good. And so now you're with the Department of Health at American Samoa?
Yes.
Okay. And so that means, are you at one of the public labs? Are you at one of the health facilities? What's your, where are you located? What's your role?
Yeah. In American Samoa, I'm at the public health department. So they have a laboratory which is still trying to do lab works. So right now there are just a few things that is been done, like basics. So we are here. I'm here to do microbiology with one of my colleagues.
Okay, but are you receiving samples? Is it sort of the equivalent of sort of a central public lab where you're receiving samples from multiple facilities across the island? Are you sort of are you one of many laboratories performing that work?
We are one of the two laboratories. So there is a hospital laboratory, which is LBJ Hospital. It is a semi-private government. And we will be the public health lab. the specimen. We have clinics, so the doctors send us specimens or patients from the clinic or from the hospital lab. They send us TB samples for PCR. PCR is just GeneXpert and chlamydia. Otherwise, most of our specimen just comes from our doctors within the clinic.
And from a service delivery perspective, you've worked in a few different locations across the South Pacific. What would you say is the biggest difference in your different experiences?
Yes, this American Samoa is very different. First, by system. This is an American system. In American Samoa, we really need to get clear regulated resources like lab supplies while in Micronesia in Fiji, you don't need that. You can just get a vendor who can supply you quality stuff, and then you can get it. That's the biggest difference I've seen in here. The second one is this lab is not fully developed, so I think we were brought here to develop it and to get it up as a lab, an actual lab. So yeah, those are the two main differences I've seen so far.
Okay. And so just give us your opinion, Maupa, for students or early careerists. What would be your advice for them, somebody who's in the South Pacific considering a career about medical lab science or medical lab technology? What would you be giving them as advice? What should they look for? What should they stay away from? What should they focus on?
Thank you. If you're starting to get a career in the laboratory field, please do so. Study all you can, and I would suggest you get back to basics, because I have found that not all labs are automated. Not all labs have everything we think we should find in it. Some labs still in some areas are still basically using basic procedures like manual counts and all those. So please learn those basics, because you might not know where you will be placed when you get your qualification. And public health is also very important in the laboratory field. So get as much knowledge on what public health that surrounds the area you are in. And microbiology, I would suggest, is the most interesting part of the laboratory, because you actually do manually do and find your organisms rather than the others, which uses the automated machines. And know the stuff that needs to be used in the lab. Be familiar with the resources that's used in the lab. They are very important to your career. Otherwise, study hard. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. So Maupa, the way we wrap up all our episodes is we ask our guests if they'd like to acknowledge any mentors or people who have supported them along their journey.
Thank you. I would like to really thank Dr. Vasiti Uliviti. She's the regional lab specialist with PHOA. She helped me a lot in my career, and also help with the laboratory up in the Northern Pacific. And for her advice and everything that she provides for me and for us up here in the north. I would like to also thank Mr. Manasa Lesuma. He's also one of the lab specialists with PIHOA who was working. I was working closely with in Pohnpei. He also played a role in helping me going through these processes in the lab. Otherwise, I would like to thank the Fiji government for giving me the opportunity to work with the Ministry of Health for more than 10 years, and the Pohnpei government for having me with them, and also American Samoa Department of Health for allowing me to come and join them in their field, laboratory field. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Maupa, and thank you for sharing the story and the experience of studying and working in the South Pacific. Again, it's been we don't have many colleagues on the podcast who are from there, so it's just interesting to hear the story, and certainly from a different geographical perspective as well. Somebody who's had a chance to experience that is nice to hear, and a nice story to help share as well with the audience, the experiences from across the world. Thank you very much for joining us, Maupa. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you so much, Robert.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.